This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A small school district north of Denver has filed a lawsuit challenging a state order that it reorganize and possibly be absorbed by other districts. CPR education reporter Jenny Brandine has more.
The complaint represents the first court challenge by a school district testing the state's 2009 accountability law. The law allows the state to intervene if a district has had low academic performance 5 years in a row. The Adams 14 district says the state's order is unconstitutional because it targets mainly high poverty districts with large numbers of students of color. 90% of the children in the district are students of color. The Colorado Department of Education says the State Board of Education followed its obligations to intervene in the struggling district. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
Two Colorado secretaries of state, a Democrat and Republican, are teaming up in a series of public service announcements to combat election misinformation in the lead up to Colorado's primaries and fall midterms.
Hi, I'm Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold.
And I'm Wayne Williams, a Republican and former Secretary of State. One thing we both know is that Colorado's elections are safe and secure.
That's right, Wayne. But voters should be alert to election disinformation.
Election disinformation is designed to look real, so always use trusted sources.
Together, we can combat election disinformation.
Griswold and Williams ran against each other in the 2018 Secretary of State election. Colorado's primary, of course, is today. Primaries are happening for local and statewide races across the state. For more information on races in your community, head to the voter guide at cpr.org. It's 5:06. This is CPR News.